The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
First, though, we come to the news that the names and addresses of over 300 dodgy box users are going to be given to Sky. This is according to the High Court. It's a significant step. Sky is redoubling its efforts to crack down on the illegal streaming of its content. Adrian Weckler is technology editor with the Irish Independent, and he joins me now. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Claire.
Up until now, we know it was the providers of the dodgy boxes, the people who run the schemes, they were pursued by Sky. This changes things, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. It's the first time probably that end users, normal householders who use dodgy boxes are likely to start facing some sort of legal action. Maybe it will be legal letters, maybe it will be something more, but we know now for a fact, because Sky has said it in court, that they're going to begin some sort of legal proceedings against ordinary dodgy box users of whom they have names, addresses and banking details.
And why specifically this group of 300 or so, 304 I think it is, according to your reporting, why this specific group?
Because this goes back to a case from last year. There was a prosecution, a civil prosecution of a Wexford-based individual called David Dunbar. He was ordered by the High Court in a civil prosecution to pay Sky €480,000. He operated an illegal streaming service, a dodgy box service called IPTV is Easy. He charged a subscription fee of around 100 quid a year. Essentially what happened there was that they got a chunk of the subscriber list that he had. Revolut were ordered to, by the High Court, to hand over banking details of those individuals, of some of those individuals, so that Sky now has the names, addresses and banking details of at least 300 of those subscribers, those dodgy box subscribers. And it's on foot of those that Sky says it now intends to take action.
Okay, so but we don't know what that action might look like, do we?
Sky isn't saying specifically. It said in court yesterday, in the High Court, that it intended now to take legal action against end users as well as the resellers. So it has set the stage for some sort of legal action. My understanding is that that will kick off with legal letters, but that there'll be kind of legal letters will intent demanding that the individuals respond and assure Sky that they won't engage in dodgy box activity in future. But no, we don't know yet whether that's going to ultimately lead to a civil prosecution of an end user.
There are thousands of people. Tens of thousands, possibly more.
Hundreds of thousands who use
this type of service in Ireland. They don't pay Sky. They don't pay any provider. They use people like these dodgy box providers to get their TV service.
Yeah, I mean, like, the figures are not that easy to nail down. One figure that we often rely on is from a Sunday Independent poll that we did. It was a behavior and attitude survey, national survey, which indicated that around 400,000 households in Ireland, so that's about a million people in Ireland, have a dodgy box. We know from earlier this month that the telecoms regulator conducted research which showed that the number of people paying for legitimate pay TV services, that's your Skys and your Virgins, others, traditional service, that has fallen in the last 3 years from 70% to 57%. So there's clearly an effect happening here. And the reason the likely reason that is happening is because there is generally no prosecution or enforcement of the law against dodgy box users. I mean, owning and using a dodgy box in Ireland is against the law. It's against copyright law. It's subject, according to the Irish statute books, of fines of over 100 up to €127,000 and, mm-hmm. and even prison sentences of up to 5 years, but it's never been enforced. And the reason that Gardaí tell me is because it's too complicated. You'd have to launch a formal prosecution. There's no administrative way to do it, like a speeding fine, like penalty points. So it doesn't generally happen. So that means people feel that they have impunity to use them. And that means that people do use them. And so you're now seeing the number of people paying for legitimate pay TV services, which, by the way, funds normal TV programs as well as sport, fall. So yes, you're right. There's a huge number of people using it in Ireland.
But people haven't been prosecuted traditionally, as you've explained, but also people don't feel they're doing anything wrong when they pay for the service in this way.
No, that's absolutely right. Another survey that we ran in the Sunday Independent suggested that not only would people consider getting one, but they were also very ambivalent as to whether they thought there was anything wrong with using a dodgy box. There is a feeling that it's a kind of a venial sin. It might be considered the same as taping music, from a cassette in the old days, off the radio. There's that feeling, I think, about it. And, it's not unusual to walk into a social club or a pub and see a dodgy box, streaming a big boxing match or a premium sports event. Would be interesting this evening to see if how many dodgy boxes are used to stream tonight's match, although there shouldn't be a need because I believe it's on RT.
Yeah.
You're right. And the reaction that we get whenever we cover this issue kind of bears that out. And a lot of people will push back on the idea that using a dodgy box is, anything that's, really horribly bad. They'll say that it's the effect of overpricing from the commercial TV companies. They'll say that, they're being asked to pay over €100 a month to watch premium sport or TV content. That's a little bit of a weak argument, by the way. It's not like they're being asked to pay over €100 a month for, a life necessity like shelter or, water or food. I mean, we are talking about Game of Thrones or Nottingham Forest versus Manchester United on a Tuesday night. These are luxury items, essentially. But the point still stands that watching TV, especially in an era of streaming and everything else, can be very expensive. And it is felt, is a very easy way to cut that bill.
Now, the other story I wanted to ask you about is the one that we've been talking about on News Talk this morning, but it does feel momentous. This is the Meta verdict, where tech companies were told in the United States by a court that their products are addictive. Now, this is one case. There will be damages of $6 million or so, but it does open the gates to the others who are waiting behind. Many of them were in court, the parents of children who they believe were addicted to social media. In some cases, they have died by suicide. Let's just listen briefly to some of the parents speaking outside court after the verdict.
There's a right thing to do and a wrong thing to do, and they are on the wrong side. So for them, for the big tech executives, I want to say something. Stop blaming the parents. It's on you.
There are very many parents right around the world, Adrian, who would agree with that sentiment.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been an issue right around the world and here in Ireland here for many, many years. Interesting that Meta's response and Google's response as well, there were two companies that were up in this case. It was Meta mainly through Instagram and Google through YouTube. Meta's response to this was that they disagreed with the verdict and that they said that mental health is complex and cannot be linked to a single app. But really, the jury didn't agree with this at all. They found that Instagram had been intentionally addictive. It was an intentionally addictive social media platform that had harmed the plaintiff's mental health, and this could be very damaging for social media companies going forward. There's a lot of cases in the States. This is the way that the US deals with these issues. In Europe and in Ireland, we tend to regulate. We have Data Protection Commissioner. We have the European-based regulators. We have Commissioner Neman. In the States, they tend to do it through the courts. They depend on plaintiffs taking cases. So in this case, it was only for a few million dollars. It was $6 million in total, but there are hundreds of cases waiting in the wings now. And this would be a very, very damaging precedent for those companies.
Mm-hmm. And the companies say that they are going to appeal the verdict,
yes.
But there is no doubt that it is a moment in the development, in the history, in the story of social media and how they impact people and how they may be regulated in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is always a situation of push and pull. The social media companies, it's not that they're good or they're bad. They're just amoral. They will do literally whatever they can and whatever makes the money. And it's worth bearing in mind, these are not plucky companies like Meta, for example, which owns Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp. Meta makes $1 billion in profit every 4 or 5 days. That's not revenue, that's profit, right?
Extraordinary.
So,
they will push back against what you've just said. They will tell us that they take their responsibility very seriously. They've also said very clearly they're going to appeal this case, but that is your honestly held view.
I've covered them for 20 years, and there are of course people in Meta, as with all companies, who have good intentions and who try to do their job according to their conscience. But at the end of the day, in terms of their products and their services, and Mark Zuckerberg, I've interviewed Mark Zuckerberg, I've met him. At the end of the day, if you look at the actions and the behavior and the products, it is a business, and it is always guided by business imperatives.
Adrian, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Adrian Weckler there, who is technology editor with the Irish Independent.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.